Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lilisa Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, this is your host, Lilisa J. Williams, and I am so excited about being here this morning and being able to welcome you back to another segment of the Coach Lilisa Show. So glad you can tune in. Well, this show is designed to change your life. So if you're looking for a life-changing experience, you've come to the absolute right place. You see, I believe in change. As a matter of fact, I believe that I'm a change agent. What does that mean, to be an agent of change? That means that you are a person that takes action. You are a person that doesn't wait until the opportunity is long gone, or, you know, you're not a person that is just standing around looking and wondering which way to go. A change agent is a person who is, yes, you have to have some creativity, but at the same time, you have to be a visionary. You have to see some things that may not quite be, but you have a vision for how it should be. You know, that's really what a vision is. A vision is seeing things and how they should be. And once you can do that, now you can take action on it. So I believe in change. I am here to ignite that gift or skill or talent, however you want to look at it, in you. You may be born with the same ability to go after change and to create change, but you may not be. You know, I believe that these things are skills that we can build. We call them skill building in the corporate world. Go and build your skills. It's the same thing we do in the physical world. When people want to run faster, they began to jog and they began to run around a track on a regular basis. They practice. They practice. And when we think about various sports greats, these individuals who were, you know, children, yes, maybe they had, you know, a special ability here and there. However, their abilities were not fully developed. And so what did they do? They developed them. So I believe in developing various skills. You can develop the skill to change, to accept change, and to embrace change. But I want to talk today, being that this is our absolute last show of 2009. Well, it's been an awesome year. I can't tell you how many wonderful things have happened for us in 2009. And as I was saying to some of the Facebook family on yesterday, is that 2009 was my setup. And that's how you want to look at it. We were set up in 2009. Set up for what? For a comeback. And, you know, I'm not sure who had initially coined this phrase, but a setback is a setup for a comeback. Now, I've adopted it, and I've been using it for about 12 years now since I first heard that, and it's become my motto, one of my mottos, because I have several, but that's one of them. And that's what I want you to think about. Whatever I say, whatever happened to me from birth to 2008 and any time in between, I will consider that a setback. But I will absolutely consider 2009 my setup. Therefore, I want to go into 2010 in the right mind frame, with the right thoughts, with the right concepts. We want a clear head for 2009. That's why, you know, it's wonderful to go out to those New Year's Eve parties and what have you, but don't get too drunk New Year's Eve, because you'll want to be sober-minded. You want to go, you know, you want to go into 2010 with a clear mind and a clear head. Now, this is what we're going to be talking about today. Steps to effective goal setting. Steps to effective goal setting. So I want to go over some steps that we use, and especially business people. Now, if you're in business for yourself, like me, if you have your own business, I have two or three businesses. However, I don't do business as this full-time, because I also have a full-time job that I do work for a company. And so I haven't been able to make the full transition into working for myself. But it's coming. It's coming. But that did not stop me from starting my own businesses so that I will have that foundation laid. So one of the things that businesses, both small and large, one of the things that we do, business owners, is that we have to set goals toward, usually at the end of the year, we'll set up goals for the next year. Well, I'm suggesting that you are a business. Even if you don't own a business, you are a business. You are a business. The product is you. The salesperson is you. The CEO is you. The marketing rep is you. The advertising agent is you. The human resource specialist is you. Everything within that company, the finance manager, is you. Everything is you in the company, you. Especially if you're over 18. Now, if you're under 18, then your parents are the CEO. But then you are one of the vice presidents. You still get to make a lot of decisions. Now, when you're over 18, you're the company. You're the business. Therefore, one way to be a huge success in life, and I have learned this throughout my 53 years of living, and I've learned it the hard way, but I'm sharing everything with you because, to me, that's what living long is all about. It's not just to say, I've lived a long life, look at my wonderful life, but it's to take what you've learned, take your experiences, parlay them into some type of program like this. You know, Coach Lalisa, you might be Coach Mike, you might be Coach Sarah, it doesn't matter. But parlay that into some kind of a training for others. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of places today, is that people who have done, have succeeded, they're not doing the training. Yes, they give money and those things, and that's great. But see, I was taught and I had learned that if you give a man a fish, he just eats for one day. I mean, that's great because that one day you're hungry, but now tomorrow you're hungry again, and you have to go back begging again. So they go back and they get another fish. They're given another fish. Again, they've eaten for that day. Now they have 2 days under their belt that they've eaten. That sounds wonderful. Now the third day they have to go back again and yet again and again and again. However, but if we teach the man to fish, or the woman, if we teach them to fish, not just giving them the fish, so what if we teach them the fish, they get to eat for a lifetime. And, you know, I heard that, I don't know, so many years ago, and I just, again, that was just another motto or quote that I live by, a truth, as you will, and it's been working well for me. So I said, you know what? On a lot of things, I had to go and learn for myself. There was not always someone there to teach me. But what I'm doing is we want to be able to teach others how to do it. So that's why I'm telling you, you should absolutely treat your life as a business. That's my best success advice to especially young people, but anyone for that matter, anyone. Because when you look at business, the study of business, and that is the course that I teach. I teach organizational management and business 101 at Essex County College here in Newark, New Jersey. And I've been teaching that since 2003. So now for going on 7 years, January will make 7 years that I have been teaching at the junior college level. So I'm teaching this course every single semester. Except sometimes summers, but not every summer. But I'm teaching every fall, every spring. I've taught winter sessions. I've taught summer sessions over the course of the 7 years. But right now I just teach part-time. But in business, what we cover in Business 101, we cover everything from, you know, what a business does, why it does what it does, how it fits into the economy. We talk about, well, now we have to talk about the global economy, because of course now that we are a global economy, well, we have to talk about what is happening in other countries around the world as it impacts our economy right here in the United States, and how what we do in the United States impacts those other countries around the world and other continents for that matter. Now, we also talk about the various forms of business. We talk about all the players in business. So whether it's the financial department, the marketing, the advertising, the human resources, and the operations department, the manufacturing division, if you have products and or if you have services, there's still something being manufactured. We talk about the training, we talk about the knowledge, and we talk about every aspect of business, finances, where you will get the finances, the different types of financing, whether it be financing from bank loans, whether it be financing from stocks and bonds, whether it be financing from the sale of assets and the sale of your product. You know, that's a great source of financing for your business, is that you're selling your products. And we talk about entrepreneurs, what they need in order to be a success. And so I'm saying all that to say that businesses have a system. They have a well thought out system. Now, does every person who goes into business, who becomes a CEO or an entrepreneur, or if it's a nonprofit business, typically they're considered an executive director or something of that nature, their titles. Now, does it say that every single person that goes into business is going to reach the same level of success or success at all? Absolutely not. Some businesses don't. Sometimes they don't because they don't follow the system. They try to go outside of the system and do something different, or they didn't have all the pieces properly before going into business. So there are some key things that you need before even going into business. And then along the way, while you're in business, there's things that you need to do, like diversification. You need to have several product lines. You need to have different investments also, other ways of having income coming into your business. You have to have clean credit. You have to keep your credit clean. There's a lot of things that go into running a business and keeping that business going. You have to absolutely be friendly. You have to get your customers, and you have to keep it. I know people love to think they can treat customers any kind of way, but guess what? That will never change. Customers, you still have to be nice to the customers. I'll never forget what my sister once told me about a company she used to work for, one of the airlines, and she said their CEO told them, "Is the customer always right?" No, but they're still the customer. They're still the customer. So it's not about, we don't need to argue whether, well, they're right, they're wrong. We can get over that. The fact is they are our customer, and we need to be treating them with superior customer service. And I actually have a young lady who does customer service training, and she would be glad to come into your organization and teach your people the basic customer service skills. She's an expert at it. And if you, you know, get in touch with me through my website or through Blog Talk Radio, or you can call me at 888-714-7776, I will give you that information. But now back to my topic today, because I want to absolutely give you these steps to effective goal setting. Now, there is a difference between just being good and being effective. I mean, you could be good, but effective means that you have done it correctly. So goal setting, in order for goal setting to work, it has to be done correctly. And so you want to, this is what we want to do. We want to look at it as going into 2010. We're talking about a new year. We're talking about we've already finished 09. We've set some goals. Maybe there are some goals we reached. Maybe there were some we did not reach. Maybe we're going to have to relook at that. And maybe those were goals we need to, you know, put those goals on hold. Maybe those goals weren't the right goals for the year. And so, but now we want to look at our goals for 2010. We have an awesome opportunity to do that. So hopefully you got some paper and some pencil, or pencil and paper and or pen, or something to at least write with and to write on. I don't care if it's a, you know, a business card or an envelope. Sometimes I'll write on almost anything to get that idea down on paper so that I won't forget it. You know, our minds are bogged down with so much information today. To try to remember things, it just doesn't make sense. You should just write it down and then put it in a place that you'll remember where it is. Now, I often have that problem, so that can happen, absolutely. You write it down, but just where did I put that? So But that's a whole other training. We'd have to do a training on being clutter-free and very well organized. We're going to talk about goal setting today. How do we set effective goals? Goals that work. Goals that work. Goals that work for you. Because the same goal that may work for another company, another person, may not work for you. Like some people, their goal is to get, let's just say, get their degree in 4 years. Well, that goal may not work for you. You may have to go at night part-time. It may take you 8 years. And it's not to say that one goal is less than the other. It's just that you have to work the goal into your lifestyle. And that's like with businesses. Not every business goes after the same goals in the same manner. They have to look at their human resources, their finances, their business structure. Sometimes you have to look at where you're located. And there are many, many other factors that come into play. But you can set two sets of goals. So you can have your personal goals, things that you want to achieve for yourself for 2010. And then you can have goals for your business if you are a business owner. So you would actually have two different sets of goals. Now, when we talk about goal setting, the first thing we'll talk about is talk about SMART goals. We want to set SMART goals. It's a nice little acronym. It's pretty easy to remember. It's S-M-A-R-T, SMART goals. And the S actually stands for that the goal must be specific. You want to set a goal. You need to be specific. You need to say exactly what you're trying to achieve. If you don't just say, I want to be bigger. Let's just say your company, you don't say, I want to be bigger. You have to be specific. You might say, I want to add on 2 new retail stores this year. Or we want to grow our customer base by 100, 1,000, or what have you, but be specific. If it's a personal goal, you don't just say, oh, I want to be better. I want to do more in 2010 than I did last year. No, you want to be specific. Say specifically, and last year, if you took 3 classes a semester, this year you want to take 4. You know, be specific. What's the goal? If you worked 30 hours a week last year and you want to work 50 hours, you know, be specific of your goal. That's the first thing in the SMART goal setting. So we're talking about goal setting, and I'm talking about the steps to effective goal setting, because if you want to be effective at achieving your goal, it starts with being effective at setting the goal. A lot of people don't achieve their goals, and they feel frustrated. They feel down and out. They feel disappointed. They feel let down. And sometimes that's because the goal was never set properly in the first place. So fear not. We have this little strategy to help you, SMART goal setting. Now, so first is specific. Next, it has to be measurable. Again, you need to, you know, it's almost like you see those pictures of before and after. How can you measure it? And in order to measure it, it's going to help that you were specific, but you need something to measure it against. So, for instance, again, you want to have fewer customer complaints. So you want to measure it. You want to give it a timeline. You want to be able to say, measure it. I want, you know, 100 more customers. And you know now if you only have 50, now you can measure that goal because you have an actual number. So, but you want it to be, you know, you don't just say, you know, I want more customers, because again, you can't measure more customers. But if you give an actual number, that can be measured. Number 3 in the SMART goal setting is that it has to be attainable. So the A is for attainable, something you can attain. If you know that you only have yourself working, you can't say, well, I want to take the whole territory of, you know, so-and-so state, such-and-such state. That may not be attainable for you. You might want to say, well, I'll cover this city. You know, this will be the city that I'll focus on. Or maybe you want to focus on a niche versus saying, well, I want to mass produce. Because you may not be able to do that. And again, if you're not able to attain the goal, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to want to give up. You're going to feel let down. Possibly even feel like a failure when that wasn't the case. The case was that you just didn't have effective goal setting tools. And so we've been using the SMART goal setting tool for the longest. I started using this in 1990. 1990 is when I got introduced to this, so that's what, 20 years ago I got introduced to the SMART goal setting theory when I first entered college at the junior college level. I was 32 years old. I enrolled at Essex County College, the same college where I now work and teach, and I was a student there. I was 32, and I took my business 101 class, and when I took my business 101 class, that was the first thing that I really remember in terms of an acronym. I remember some other acronyms, but that was like the main one that I remember and always kept with me, was to set SMART goals. Okay, so A is for attainable. You want it to be something you can attain. Again, let's say in the personal life, you don't say, well, you know, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to lose, you know, some crazy number, some amount in a time period that is not attainable for you. So you have to keep it attainable. Keep it small and manageable and workable. So we said the S is for specific. And the M is for measurable. The A is for attainable. And then the R is for, you know, reasonable. It should be something reasonable, something that makes sense to you. You know, you should have a reason for trying to reach that goal. I mean, like myself, I'm not going to try to become the next runway model. I mean, that's just not reasonable for me. It does not fit in my scheme of my life. You know, what's more reasonable for me is to become a motivational speaker. What's more reasonable for me is to travel the country speaking in colleges and universities and high schools and amongst business women, business groups. That's reasonable for me. But for me to go out and become a race car driver, that's not a reasonable goal for me. So the R is that it should be a reasonable, something that you want to achieve, something that fits within your company, your skill set. All right, so we're talking about steps to effective goal setting, and the first step is that you must set SMART goals. The T is for timeline. With every goal, you absolutely want to give yourself a timeline. I want to accomplish this in 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, what have you. Now, some goals that you set for 2010 will not be complete in 2010, but a portion of it you will complete in 2010. Maybe it's a four-year goal, but in 2010, you want to get started. So in 1 year, where you will look, where you will be at the end of that year, and on and on and on. Now, also, that's number one in the steps to effective goal setting. So the first step is to set a SMART goal. So that's number one. The second thing that you want to do is you want to write your goals down. Write them down. It's just something about writing things down on paper in black and white. It seems to be more powerful. It seems to last longer, and it makes it more real. It solidifies it. It's more than just head knowledge. It's some idea you had in your head. After you write it down, what you want to now do is you want to break the goals down into what we call objectives. In other words, you have the goal, but then the objective is what you're going to do to reach the goal. So the goal may be to, let's use, for instance, start a new product line, let's say your business, or going to a new territory. That's the goal. But the objective is that you need to, you might have to research it first. You may have to take a visit there. So you have the objectives are the little things that lead up to the goal getting done. And it gives you more of a reassurance that you'll reach your goal. Let's say it's going to college. The goal is to get your associate degree. Okay. The objectives are research several colleges, apply for the application, have the money in place to pay for the course, go and register for the course. Those are the objectives. Register every semester, keep the grades up, get sleep, get rest. All those objectives will help you reach your goal of getting the degree. Associate, bachelor's, master's, PhD, whatever degree, it's the same process. You set the goal, you set the objectives. Then, after you set the objectives, and that was number three, Number four is you take action on your goals. Take action. Again, you will be able to take action if you've done steps 1, 2, and 3. If you set a SMART goal, if you wrote it down, and write it down on something you can look at. I read a book years ago called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Think and Grow Rich. And I didn't read The Black Choice at that time, but I read the initial one, Think and Grow Rich. And I remember he said something in there that, you know, you should write your goals down on like a little index card and take them with you everywhere you go and look at them constantly. This is absolutely how I got through college. I started out being a high school dropout, went back to college at age 32, Essex County College. I'm sitting there in the zeroest level math class they had. It was amazing to me. But my goal, and now I'm working on a PhD, but the way I got here was that my goal was to continue to finish a semester, finish that degree, and I kept those goals with me, start my business. And so he said to write it down. I took it to heart. I wrote it down, and I was able to reach each and every goal. Now, you want to write it down. Now, when you write it down, you're easily more able to take action on that goal. You want to take action on that goal. And we have just 3 minutes left to the show. So I really want to get to the last one. So number one, set SMART goals. SMART, break that down to specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, and there need to be a timeline. Number two, write the goals down. Number three, set objectives to achieve the goal. You have the goal, but then you have to set objectives, and those will be the things that you will do that will get you to achieve the goal. And if you follow this system, it will work. Number four, you must be action-oriented. In other words, keep your energy up. Get your sleep. Network with people. Get around other people who are doing what you want to do. Keep yourself active and involved. This will help you reach your goal. Take action. Don't wait. Don't delay. Jump on it right away. Number five, and the last in the steps to effective goal setting, you have to evaluate what you're doing along the way for its effectiveness. Again, let's just say I'm going to school and I'm trying to see if I'm going to reach this goal of getting my associate degree. Well, I'm not going to wait till the end of 2 years to see how I'm doing. Every week I'm evaluating to see how my study habits and how my homework habits and test-taking habits are lining up with achieving that goal. Again, business-wise, if I say that I want, you know, to increase my customer service or I want to increase my customer base, then I'm going to evaluate what I'm doing. Maybe I'm making phone calls. Maybe I'm making more phone calls, more home visits or what have you, more internet access. But what I'm doing is I'm going to evaluate at the end of some time period, a week, a month, 6 months, to see how I'm doing, if the goal is being met. If what I'm doing, the objectives, are not helping to meet the goal, then I need to make an adjustment. Like I said in the beginning of the show, I talked for just briefly about because you may need to make some changes. So don't be afraid to make some changes and adjustments, but it's easier to make changes if you're evaluating along the way and not waiting till the last minute. Well, we thank you. This has been Lalisa J. Williams. You can visit me at my website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. You can call me 888-714-7776. If you would like to purchase a copy of my book, Release Your Power, Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, if you would like to purchase a copy of that book, you can absolutely get it from my website or you can get it from Amazon, amazon.com. Well, we thank you. We would love for you to shoot us a message. Let us know that you're enjoying the show, and we will have more for you next week as we talk about setting your vision and your dream for 2010. Take care and God bless.